What is bondage? We will guide you through a safe and gentle way to practice this exciting and deeply erotic art in the first of today's articles. Then we turn to a more refined and elevated view of the divine tantric couple, Shiva and Shakti. In the tantric cosmology, the whole universe is perceived as being created, penetrated, and sustained by two fundamental forces, which are permanently in a perfect, indestructible union. We will meditate today upon the theme of Shakti's endless love for Shiva. Valentino and Tiger Lily will be here to keep you company.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, your guide to sacred love. I'm your host, Amaris. What is bondage? Bondage is the art of gently tying up your lover with his or her approval in order to boost erotic sensation and orgasm. The French term for it is ligotage. This spontaneous erotic technique is a harmless expression of sexual aggression on one hand, and on the other, it is an extraordinary experience when having a slow, sweet orgasm while being unable to move. Bondage is not about domination. Instead, it acts as a powerful erotic bomb on all kinds of people, both men and women, even on the most daring and forthcoming of men, and on a great proportion of women, once they get the idea, both on the giving and the receiving end. Nonetheless, this little trick requires a lot of gentle preparation, a great deal of confidence and trust between the two lovers. The prisoner feels and looks sexy. There are some women who sense the need to be overpowered sometimes. Other women prefer to dominate from the very beginning. The idea of bondage is to tie up your lover's hands and feet comfortably yet firmly, so that they will not be able to untie themselves, and then slowly bring them to orgasm. Besides the obvious erotic thrill, this technique may prove an effective tool in helping people who can't reach orgasms because they do not take the final plunge. Nonetheless, you should be careful and empathic to your prisoner, as signs may indicate either discomfort or extreme pleasure. Therefore, paying close attention to whatever your lover shows is an important aspect of this erotic technique. At the first signs of discomfort, stop and try to discuss things. Such erotic games may boost the energy and enthusiasm between two lovers and may add a spicy flavor to their usual, customary routine. The tied prisoner may be kissed, masturbated, caressed, or simply teased to orgasm. The active lover has the possibility of pushing the receiving one to inexpressible lengths of erotic tension and pleasure. Courageous and open-minded lovers will discover moments in which bondage may be useful. It may all begin with a mattress fight, in which if she loses, he earns the right to tie her up and tease her at his will. But if she fights back with passion, she may earn the right to tie him up and then tease him as she best sees fit. Of course, there are some more peaceful methods of beginning this game, such as tossing a coin or drawing lots or simply acting on the impulse of the moment. You may even tie your lover while he or she is sleeping, but again, be careful to any signs of distress. If your lover usually sleeps heavily, he or she may even wake up at one point and discover unbelievable things. Another way of beginning this game is to simply ask or simply say, "It's my turn now," and then start restraining your lover. What is bondage? Bondage is a highly popular erotic fantasy, and at the same time, an issue which is not discussed largely. Therefore, we consider it important to underline a few aspects, for those willing to make of it a memorable experience. We feel that the importance of paying attention to your lover's reactions is essential, especially if you're trying this for the first or second time. The first of the ways to play with bondage is the so-called traditional way, in which the prisoner is tied on a bed with four posts, legs spread. Support your prisoner's body with plenty of pillows. Also keep in mind that exposure like this may inhibit the orgasm in some cases, and therefore, at this point, your attention should be directed towards making your lover feel comfortable and enjoying this new, exciting experience. The most sensitive parts are wrists, ankles, elbows, soles, thumbs, and big toes. It is said that some endowed women break off halfway to tie these last two with a leather shoelace. But the best way to find this out is to try it yourself. As to the instruments for tying the prisoner, you may use whatever comes to hand and is more appropriate, from straps to ribbons, old stockings, triangular bandages, or leather straps. Use whatever makes both of you feel comfortable, but try to avoid handcuffs and the awkward apparatus sold by adult toy makers. Another important aspect is to be careful not to bruise your lover while tying up the wrists or ankles. Nonetheless, the prisoner should be tied up so that he or she could signal in case something goes wrong. As a reasonable but tremendously important caution, we feel compelled to urge you not to play such bondage games with people you barely know or whom you just, met in a bar. It is important that you understand that this game is for passionate, experienced, trusted lovers and that it has a purpose: to increase their mutual trust and to help them boost their erotic experiences. Also, a note should be made about the period of time of the game. You should not keep your lover tied up for more than half an hour, as keeping him or her prisoner for a longer time may induce states of anxiety or stress, and you can kiss eroticism goodbye. Never leave your lover tied up and go to sleep. Another statement we feel compelled to make is that cruelty of any kind, such as tying up your scared lover, tightening too much, stuffing things into their mouths, or other crazy ideas, belong to psychopathology rather than to love. Therefore, do not give in to such ideas. Bondage is an enjoyable erotic game, if never painful or dangerous. Moreover, it is important as it helps people overcome cultural barriers, such as perceiving erotic sensations in non- or extragenital areas of our body. This is possible, and furthermore, it is a reality. A reality you can also experience if you feel gentle and trusting and prepared.
This is Tantra FM, the key to your heart. I'm your host, Valentino. The divine couple, Shiva Shakti. In the tantric cosmology, the whole universe is perceived as being created, penetrated, and sustained by two fundamental forces, which are permanently in a perfect, indestructible union. These forces, or universal aspects, are called Shiva and Shakti. Tradition has associated a form to these principles, respectively that of a masculine deity and that of a feminine one. Accordingly, Shiva represents the constitutive elements of the universe, while Shakti is seen as the dynamic potential, which makes these elements come to life and act. From a metaphysical point of view, the divine couple Shiva-Shakti corresponds to two essential aspects of the One: the masculine principle, which represents the abiding aspect of God, and the feminine principle, which represents its energy, the force which acts in the manifested world, life itself considered at a cosmic level. From this point of view, Shakti represents the immanent aspect of the divine, that is, the act of active participation in the act of creation. Maybe this tantric view of the feminine in creation contributed to the orientation of the human being towards the active principles of the universe, rather than towards those of pure transcendence. Therefore, Shiva defines the traits specific to pure transcendence and is normally associated from this point of view to a manifestation of Shakti, who is a somewhat terrible personification of her, a personification of her own untamed and limitless manifestation, such as Kali and Durga. Owing to the fact that in a way Shakti is more accessible to human understanding, because this regards aspects of life that are closely related to the human condition inside creation, the cult of the goddess, or Devi, has spread faster and with more force. This cult was combined with notions of the Shamkhya philosophy, and has offered the premises necessary to the Maya doctrine that came later, as formulated by the sage Shankaracharya. This possibility of combining, of interpenetration of two or more notions belonging to two or more spiritual systems, is due to the fact that the Hindu philosophical systems are not isolated, closed systems, but complex and manageable doctrines, which may adjust and may be understood from different perspectives. The Shamkhya philosophy promulgates a primordial cosmic duality. From the tantric perspective, this scheme of creation is transformed in the sense that the two cosmic principles are considered united, not separated. This is the fundamental difference introduced by Tantra, based on the conception that favors the unity between the two principles, opposed in appearance but united in each act of creation. Nevertheless, Tantrism confers to Shiva and Shakti the qualities of the masculine and feminine principles from the Shamkhya philosophy. The idea of an act of fertilization at the divine and purely spiritual level comes to life and is admitted in the tantric conception, unlike the Shamkhya philosophy. The eternal and indestructible union between Shiva and Shakti gives birth to the whole macrocosmos, in its stable, static aspect as well as in its dynamic one. Thus, on one hand, is presented the cosmic dance of Shakti on the lying body of Shiva. On the other hand, the two deities are pictured in what is called Viparita Maituna, meaning tantric sexual union. This sexual union is different from what is usually understood by the Western traditions, in the sense that the man is immobile, while the woman, embracing him, assumes an active role during the sexual act. In conclusion, Tantrism sees cosmic evolution as polarization within the Supreme Being, which is God, the unmanifested Absolute, in its two fundamental aspects, static and kinetic. Tantra symbolizes this aspect by comparing the couple Shiva and Shakti with a seed of wheat, or Chanaka. Such a seed is made up of two halves, so closely linked that they seem like one, and one single cover that covers them. Symbolically, the two halves represent Shiva and Shakti. The cover represents Maya, or the cosmic illusion. When the cover is on, the two halves are separated. But when the cover goes off, the seed is about to germinate, and the two halves are united into one.
Let us perform a meditation on the state of Shakti's endless love towards Shiva. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the state or aspect we are meditating upon, we shall use musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck and your head are in an upward position and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you are bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you eliminate all tensions, stress, and anything else that might disturb your meditation. Now we are ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect, on the state of Shakti's endless love towards Shiva. Let us begin.
Thank you.
That's all we have time for today. I'm Tiger Lily, wishing you love and light.